Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to SJS on a Thursday afternoon. Great to have you with us. And our show today brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Welcome back, our good friend Rick Weibel. Welcome back, Lee. Always great to have them on board with us, and also great to see them as well. We bring in Kevin Herr, the voice of Shikellamy football.
That's right. Getting ready for week number two against Mifflinburg on the road at Mifflinburg Friday night with an airtime of 6:30 here on WKOK.
Why don't we refer to this game as Numero Dos, and you can do the game in Spanish.
I would, but I wouldn't even be able to be understood by those speaking Spanish. And some would say maybe I wouldn't be with English.
This is where one inserts joke. What was the difference last week?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it was coming. I left the door swinging wide open in the breeze.
I mean, look.
I just make it way too easy.
No, you're really, really good at what you do. So I think you're terrific at it. I love listening to you do games. You're terrific at it, so. You do a great job.
I have a lot of fun doing it just like you do. I enjoy doing
biggest
that a lot.
Fan. Our thanks, by the way, yesterday to Merrill Reese and also John Capoletti. You can check out our podcast. Listen to those interviews that we had yesterday. Today, Corey Geiger is going to be on the show. Matt Shepard, the play-by-play voice of Eastern Michigan football. You're saying, Matt Shepard, that sounds familiar. Haven't they had Matt Shepard on before? We have. Because he's also the play-by-play voice of Michigan basketball. And when they were making their run to the championship game last year, we had Matt on all 3 weeks of the NCAA tournament. Well, Matt comes back. He's the play-by-play voice of Eastern Michigan football, and we'll have him on a little bit later today for a brief talk with him. We'll also preview the high school football schedule coming up. Looking forward to that. It's an all-Steve Jones Thursday, which I know you don't like, but that's just the way it goes.
I love Steve Jones Thursday. I noticed we don't have Kevin Herr Friday, though. Feel a little slighted.
No, actually, we refer to it as Kevin Herr Sunday.
You're waiting for me to say, but wait a minute, I don't do anything on Sunday.
As they say in the DirecTV commercial, bingo! You got to give these radio listeners credit.
Oh, brother.
The NFL season opens tonight with the Ravens and Broncos.
I'm picking the Broncos.
Okay, now you have your fantasy team set. Who's in, who's out?
Well, I have Manning in the game, so he's in. I think that's the only player I have in the entire game.
Oh, well, then there's no reason for you to watch.
No, I'll just be watching the orange offensive sets.
Orange offensive sets?
Yes. I'm assuming they'll be wearing orange. Maybe they won't be.
I don't know. I haven't really thought too much about that. All right. So that's all coming up. But again, Corey Geiger a little bit later. We also have Matt Shepard a little bit later. We're going to have some fun today. And today's show brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Next, it's Inside Penn State Athletics, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
At Sunbury Motors, the rewards are many. And the regrets? Well, the regrets just don't happen. That's because no matter what vehicle you buy from Sunbury Motor Company, you are guaranteed to be satisfied. Not only when you first get that new or used car, truck, or SUV, but when you have your vehicle serviced, you'll always have the best experience possible, from start to finish. Talk about variety being the spice of life? Well, at Sunbury Motor Company, you have the luxury of choosing from all the best best brands like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. Each and every vehicle comes with awesome service and financing plans that fit your budget and are super easy to afford. You can even submit a financing application online and calculate the value of your trade-in. Ask about Sunbury Motors' Tire Rewards Program. Service, parts, body shop, and quick lane too. New or used, the best vehicles come from Sunbury Motor Company. Visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory. And visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Here at REW Financial, we strive every day to bring the best opportunities to the table to enhance your financial future in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. We know the importance of gaining and keeping the highest level of trust from you, our community of clients and friends. We are in Brook Park Farm, Lewisburg. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us at rewfinancial.com. REW Financial, empowering freedom, one family at a time.
Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. REW Financial is a DBA of REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, and neither are affiliated with United Planners.
Welcome. Great to have you with us on this Thursday, brought to you by our good friends at REW. Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, our good friend Rick Weibel. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. We welcome them back. Very important to have them back. We welcome in Kevin Herr, the Nervous Ninny of Broadcasting.
I've been called a lot of things. I don't think that Nervous Ninny has ever been used. That's a first. Thank you. I'll add that to my list.
Should have listened to yourself panic before we went on the show. I can't hear you. Like, just calm down. I'm not ready to talk yet.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is say, hey, that's it. That's simple. You know, that doesn't take long.
No.
No, of course not. You have to make my life just a little bit more stressful. You've now subtracted 10 years from my life. Thank you.
You know, this brilliant plan that Roger put together is working. We did, you know. He said, look, I said, I think he could take 10 years off his life. We just didn't think the revelation would happen so soon.
You've accomplished your mission. Well done.
I mean, no, the goal is 25. I mean, and we think we're getting there.
You know, Buhner and I are going to do a show together from now on. I like doing a show with Buhner. He's good. He's nice to me.
I have no choice. He can cut off my microphone. Hey, you know, I'm still reflecting on yesterday's show. What a great show, Steve, with John Cappelletti, my hero growing up in central Pennsylvania, winning the Heisman Trophy and getting to hear his voice and, you know, reflect on his career at Penn State. And then I listened to Merle Reese on Eagle 107 on Sundays, and, you know, it's the same voice on Sunday as it is on a Wednesday afternoon. Great show.
Well, actually, Kevin gets all the credit for that.
You know, he's
the
one that
he set the whole thing up yesterday, so that's all his baby. So, yeah, we can kid around all we want, but you know, those moments where he works, now you got to recognize it.
That was the moment for the year. Now I'm done.
Yeah.
And don't think we don't know it. All right, so.
But hey, this is all you, and you've got everything all set up for this weekend's Penn State game.
I do? In what way?
Okay, maybe. Well, I'm assuming that's why we're talking to Shepard today.
Yeah, well, Shepard's going to be pushed back to tomorrow, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maddie had to go to Lions practice today because he also does a lot of work with the Detroit Lions. So he's going to do that. So he's going to be on with us tomorrow. We got Corey Geiger today. Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network tomorrow. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report tomorrow as well. I know you need your fix.
Well, I know Isaac Redman is the starting running back in Pittsburgh, at least for the time being.
Well, I feel the joy.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm not sure if that's good thing or a bad thing at this point.
I've got to tell you right now, I mean, you got to give your team a lot of credit there. They've got to be the only team in America where nobody picked up their starting tailback on the Fantasy League.
Because they didn't know who it was. That's the problem.
I mean, even the Jacksonville guy got picked up. I mean, come on. The Steeler guy? No. Your team, look, your team is bottom line is this. They're an 8-8 team.
Actually, okay? I'm starting to feel happy if that's the case.
If they don't swing a couple games, they fall to 6-10. If they take two swing games, they end up 10-6. At that point, Tomlin is the grand marshal of the parade.
But they could be edged out in Pittsburgh by this incredible Pirates season. And, you know, there's a lot of interest on the Pirates over the Steelers for the first time in my memory.
And I'll be honest with you, Bob. I think that's the reason you're not hearing Steeler fans get extremely concerned or upset or vocal about this preseason and the way the Steelers have looked. And that's because they're still focused on Pirates baseball and they can't figure out how to make that transition because they haven't had that issue in a while.
Usually by late July, the Pirates season is over.
For next year.
Yes. And, you know, they're off tonight. They go to St. Louis for a huge three-game series to battle for the division lead with the Cardinals. And next win puts them over the 500 mark for the first time since 1992. I think it was the longest consecutive losing streak of a major sports team in American sports history.
So it's true.
They're over the Mendoza line, as it's called in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, it's I tell you, what they've done and what they've accomplished, the irony is that Phil Spergosiola's Matt Adams won the game for the Cardinals last night again.
Yeah.
Phil Spergosiola is just 25 miles from State College.
And that was like in the bottom of the 29th inning or something, wasn't it? I mean, I gave up after 16 innings.
It was deep into the game, yes.
Yeah.
Very deep into the game.
And isn't Matt Adams a Slippery Rock guy?
Slippery Rock. He is a Slippery Rock graduate.
Yeah.
So he's and part of the mix in St. Louis. So it's all good from here. But Kevin's panic over the Steelers. Actually, I enjoy watching the Steelers play. Kevin's panic, though, actually makes it a little more enjoyable experience.
Listen, I know a lot of Steeler fans, and they're in the same panic mode right now. The offensive line has not looked good. The running backs, none of them. They're either not healthy or no good.
Yo, dog. Yeah. Slow down. Slow down. Okay. Let me solve all your problems in two words.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee Titans. Okay, that's who you play in the opening game. You'll be talking singing a different tune on Monday. Tennessee Titans. They'll beat the Titans. They'll win the game like 27-10, 27-13.
I'm more concerned about that team playing tonight. Actually, both teams playing tonight with Denver and Baltimore. I'm more concerned about that.
Denver will beat Baltimore by 17
points.
No.
I'm concerned about when it's time to face Baltimore. I think Baltimore is probably a little thin at wide receiver as compared to last year.
A little.
Yeah. Like,
all right, that was
a lot. A lot. Bolden's playing is in San Francisco. Pitt is out for the year. Okay. Ed Reed's with the Texans. Ray Lewis is with ESPN. The Ravens, who won last year, were a really good football team. They were not a great football team. They were a really good football team. There are no great football teams in the NFL. Okay, there are no great teams in the NFL right now. They are where Pete Rozelle envisioned this league to be, where you have some maybe 8 to 12 really good teams, and among the 8 to 12 really good teams, one emerges and wins it because they got on the right roll. The Giants the year before were not a great team. They were a really good team. Right. Well, it's been a long time since we've had a great team win, because there haven't been any great teams. The closest you could see maybe to being a great team possibly is San Francisco, but Seattle's good.
Welcome to the world of parity in the NFL.
It's what it is.
Yeah, the operative word. Steve, you know what's really weird about tonight's game is that the defending Super Bowl champion, the Ravens of Baltimore fame, and Sarah Bartlett's, their number one fan, they are on the road. Isn't it been the tradition that the first game is played at the home field of the defending Super Bowl champions, i.e. the Ravens?
Yeah, not always, but yes, for the most part, true. The reason is the Orioles have a home game tonight, and the Orioles would not move the game. So since they won't move the game, the Ravens open up on the road.
IndyCar got out of there in time, so there was no traffic issues on Pratt.
no offense, but there weren't any traffic issues when they were there.
Don't say that to the guys who wrecked going into turn one.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us. Kevin's already in the high school bunker getting ready for tomorrow night. Show sponsored by Rick Weibelt at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. Visit online at rewfinancial.com. We welcome in Corey Geiger, Altoona Mirror. And, Corey, what did you think of the opening game?
Well, they won, and by far that's the most important thing. When you're dealing with the issues they're dealing with, and Bill addressed all these things on Tuesday, I do think it's important to not forget that they're dealing with all these issues, because they're going to play a lot of ugly football over the next few years, Steve. They're going to have to learn how to win games where they don't necessarily play their best, like a pitcher in baseball. If you don't have your best stuff, you still have to try to find a way to win. I thought Hackenberg looked good. Some big, big individual plays by a lot of guys, Steve, and that went a long way. Overall, as a team, though, I can't say they played well with four turnovers and one for 16 on third down, but they got enough big plays from enough people, and they were the better. They had more talent, and they were the better team.
And for Christian Hackenberg, it's a starting point, and I think everybody's been really good about discussing that it's a starting point. And as a starting point, when you watched how he handled some things with some poise and so forth, what did you think?
I think that was the most important thing. The two interceptions, okay. A lot of quarterbacks are always going to throw interceptions. He was just so poised. He stepped up to the line of scrimmage. He was poised. He didn't show happy feet in the pocket. He didn't make the kind of mistakes that somebody who would be overly nervous makes. No one would have known, Steve. Let me throw this out. I don't think anyone would have known that he was a true freshman quarterback making his first start if they didn't know the story. If they just watched the film and didn't know anything about him, I don't know that there's any way someone would have thought that.
Yeah, and I think he handled a lot of things really well along the way. And, look, you know, I think that he has the opportunity for every three or four wows to every once in a while have a whoa. But you can tell he's poised and smart. Bill brought him out to talk with the media, you know, as the starting quarterback. Your thoughts on that particular move and what it actually meant to the media that he made a move like that?
I love that part of it as well. This kid is, for lack of a better way to put it, I mean, he is kind of the face of the organization, other than Bill O'Brien, of course. Your quarterback is always the most important person in sports. I understand why Joe didn't want the freshman to talk all those years. I get it. But we're in a different era right now. I mean, Christian Hackenberg has been interviewed hundreds, if not thousands of times. It's not like he's, you know, a stranger to it. It's not like he's going to fumble over his word. I mean, look, we're in a different media age. This kid's been through it. I appreciate, and I know the media appreciates that Bill allowed him to do that.
Next part is, what did you think of the defensive play, Corey, especially on the corners?
Yeah, those two kids look really good. When you're talking about Trevor Williams and Jordan Lucas, Steve, those two young guys, that's a lot to build on. And we knew that the secondary was going to be a strength. Now, you don't have to have a great secondary in the Big Ten, because there's not a lot of great passing anyway, so you can be successful without that. But those two kids, and you throw in Adrian Amos, who might be one of the best all-around players on the team. Secondary's very good. Daquan Jones had an outstanding game. You know, he looks like he can't – I don't want to anoint him, you know, a Devin Seal or Jared Audrick or Jordan Hill just yet. It's one game. But he has the potential to be that guy. And if you can have a guy in the middle – who commands a double team, it opens up a lot of things. And I asked Daquan about that the other day, and he said, hey, go right ahead and do it. You want to double team me, then that'll present opportunities for everybody else on the defensive line. So I will agree with O'Brien Steve, that the defense really bailed them out and kept them in that game. Syracuse had the one long pass and then the touchdown. But outside of that, the defense was spectacular.
All right. What do you think of this journey, Corey? It's a very unpredictable one because, I mean, that's one thing it's about sports anyway. You know, I think we always think we know how it's going to play out. But, you know, Bill talked about the 65 scholarships, not as an excuse, but as a fact. How interested are you to see this kind of journey? And are you thinking yourself about maybe marking down your own personal thoughts as this goes along to see how it forms?
I wrote Monday in the Altoona Mirror that they're going to win a lot of ugly football games. And I do strongly believe that, because let's just look at recruiting. You know, if they can finish in the top 20 or 30 in the country in recruiting, then that means you're still getting a lot of really good players. And I have a lot of faith in Bill and his offensive philosophy, especially with the tight end philosophy, and you've got a good young quarterback. I think that over the next few years, they're going to be in a lot of closer games and uglier kind of football games than maybe they've ever been in before.
Mm-hmm.
But if your best players are just better than the other team's best players, then you're going to find a way to win. And not only that, if you've got a scheme and a system in place that's better than the other team's scheme or system, you're going to win a lot of games. There's no way in the world the Houston Cougars had more talent than Penn State in the Ticket City Bowl. Not top to bottom on the roster. But Kevin Sumlin and Case Keenum had a phenomenal offensive attack, and Houston was able to beat Penn State. I think we can see something like that with Penn State over the next few years, Stephen. I'm fascinated to see it play out, because we're not going to see a 3-9 seasons. We're not going to just see a collapse of the program. I don't think we're going to see 10-2 seasons either. But they're going to win a lot of games because the schedule will set up that way. They're going to beat a lot of teams in the Big Ten just because they're going to be better than them. And if they can find a way to pull off a win over a Wisconsin like they did last year, they had every opportunity to beat Nebraska last year. There can be a lot of 8-4 seasons over the next few years. And if that's the case, and I'll preface all this by saying if Bill is still there, which I don't necessarily believe he will be a few years from now, but if he is, I have every reason to believe they can win 8, maybe even 9 games most of the next few years.
Yeah. When you examine, you're talking about, the schedules and things like that. You know, they're going to go to a 9-game conference schedule here eventually, which I still say is a program plus. I think it's a plus for everybody in the Big Ten that they play 9. You've had 7 FCS teams beat FBS teams. But, Corey, you and I both know that if you and I sit there, and we both know North Dakota State's really good. They are the defending FCS champions. You and I know that. There is no way on the planet, through either verbiage or in print, that we can convince the average fan that it's a good game.
That's true. I mean, how long ago was Appalachian State in Michigan?
Right.
And Appalachian State, I believe, was the defending national champions last year. Don't get me wrong. I think, was North Dakota State the defending national champion last year?
Yeah, they're the defending champ. Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing some good football
right.
at the 1AA level. Now, the problem is you can't be playing the Youngstown States and especially the Indiana States of the world. I was very critical when Penn State played Indiana
mm-hmm.
State or
right.
when they scheduled Indiana State.
Sure.
You can play good FCS teams, and you're going to get challenged a little bit. I think the challenge for Penn State, and I'm thinking about this from a fan standpoint, the challenge is to bring in the kind of good enough non-conference opponents to Beaver Stadium where fans will be interested, but you don't want to be risking losing those games. Maybe you'll give yourself one good non-conference game,
right.
but you got to win those games. You got to build confidence, because wins in the Big Ten are going to be tougher to come by. This Eastern Michigan game, I think, is a perfect kind of game this week, Steve. It's a game
right.
where they can win easily, get on a roll, because Central Florida is going to be a good game. That's going to be a tougher game than a lot of people probably realize.
Central Florida is better than the Virginia team that was in that spot. They're a much better football team.
But to get fans to come out to those kind of games, it's gonna be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Now, look, they're going to draw 80, 85, 90,000 people, and most people, most programs around the country would love that. Right. But that still means a lot of empty seats.
But here, let me put it this way. Here's a scheduling move that I think has some savvy to it. 2015, San Diego State. It's a brand name people know. At least people know who San Diego State is. And I think that it's part of it. Instead of bringing in what I think somebody refers to as the directional schools. Hey, you know, I mean, Central Michigan might be better than San Diego State, but people know who San Diego State is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And give it some spice.
Yeah.
You know, they played Akron a good bit.
Yeah.
They're playing, you know, a lot of these. They're obviously going to play Temple a lot because that has some importance in the state of Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania. And if you can go to Philadelphia every now and then, that can help you too. But look, I just think the most important thing is they've got to be able to get some wins during
right.
the non-conference
no
season
question.
Because you got to build confidence going into the league.
There's no question about that. Notre Dame and Michigan, how interested were you in the byplay, Corey, between, not between them, but Brady Hoke was steadfast the entire time. This is a big national rivalry and so forth. And the way Brian Kelly initially downplayed it and then had to change his mind.
Let me put it this way, and I'll say this as respectfully as possible. And I do love the way our relationship with the media has developed with Bill O'Brien. I don't really put a lot of stock into what any coaches say throughout the course of a football week because they're going to say things that benefit their team. And so, you're right. I mean, Joe would have said Eastern Michigan is one of the toughest opponents they'll face.
Right.
So when you take a look at Michigan, everybody, we don't need to hear what Hoke and Brian Kelly have to say. We know how big of a rivalry that is. What I think is fantastic is just the number of good games that we're getting at the beginning of the college football season. Georgia-Clemson, now Georgia-South Carolina. Good grief, who made Georgia's schedule? And then we get Michigan, Notre Dame in the first couple weeks. That's a lot of fun as a football fan.
Yeah, it is. And then you have Alabama, Texas A&M in the third week of the season, which will
Alabama's
be next week.
Alabama's going to destroy them. They're going to flat destroy them, Steve. That's my theory. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. And this is the reason I don't know, is that last year they played them at Tuscaloosa. And, Corey, I think Alabama's really talented, but they're not. They've lost more talent than people realize.
Yeah, but Texas A&M has lost a ton of talent.
Oh,
you know that.
Yeah,
of course.
Luke Jokel and so forth. Yeah, and look,
yep.
What do you think of the Manziel thing? I mean, this is college football has two big names right now, maybe three. I'll give you Braxton Miller. Jadeveon Clowney, Braxton Miller, and Johnny Manziel. I think those are the, quote, three stars of the game that at least have some staying power with fans across the country. Am I off to a good start there?
You're right, and he's a remarkable talent.
Okay.
I vote for the Heisman. I voted for him.
Yep.
But the kid's a knucklehead.
Yeah.
And I think the kid represents everything that's wrong with young athletes.
I agree. I totally agree. How do you feel the schools handled it?
Not well. I don't think Kevin Sumlin has handled it well.
Agreed.
I can't imagine a quarterback that Bill O'Brien trying to talk to on the sideline, and he just blows him off. I just can't imagine how. I mean, Bill O'Brien's getting in Tom Brady's face. You don't think Bill O'Brien's going to get up in that kid's face and start giving him the business?
You got that.
I think discipline has to be. And look, that kid's the best player in college football. Kevin Sumlin owes his job and owes his raise and the contract extension. He owes it to Johnny Manziel. So Kevin Sumlin, that's where some of these kids – look, coaches have always had the power because they make so much money. This is one of those rare situations where the kid has the power because he got to coach all that money.
I'll disagree on one part of it. He might owe his raise to him. But he just started the job last year, so I think that part of it is Case Keenum got that job.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right, Steve. But I would say that if Kevin Sumlin benches Johnny Manziel, who is Texas A&M?
Right, but I'll tell you right now, and maybe it's just me, when we were kidding before about keeping quiet because the kids are asleep right now, that kid would have run steps for me on Sunday so he understood exactly who's boss around here.
Like I said, can you imagine? Hey, McGloin was fiery. Yeah. But could you imagine McGoin coming off to the sideline and ignoring Bill O'Brien?
Nope. I don't think that would ever happen. Oh, he may have been fiery about something, but he would have turned around with complete respect and listened to every single thing Bill had to say.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're watching this from afar. We don't know what the relationship is like between Sumlin and Manziel. But what scares me is that to me is the young athlete who has had nothing but success in his life. He's a great player. And the sense of entitlement with that kid just seems to be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, it's stunning. Because what gets me about all of this, I mean, the stipend's a phone call away.
But if you read the Wright Thompson piece, Steve, he also comes from a family of knuckleheads.
Yeah.
His dad seems to be the biggest enabler.
Yes.
Hey, if you don't drink and you get good grades, I'll buy you a Benz or whatever he bought him in high school. Give me a break. And
right.
There's a story, I know it's family radio, but he and his friends and his dad, they would go around hitting other guys in the you-know-what. I mean, who does that? It's not your best friend, it's your dad.
Right, exactly. And there are times where it's okay to be best friends with your kids, and there's other times where the line has to be drawn where you are the dad.
The dad's living vicariously through him, and again, that's what we're seeing from afar.
From afar, but I don't hear anybody disputing it. That's the part that gets me. I hear nobody disputing what, you know, because we're making comments that other people have also made, and I've heard nobody dispute it.
Even the dad hasn't come out and disputed it.
No. It's amazing. But eyeballs will be on the TV set. I'm with you. Alabama wins. But I'm not quite so sure it's as easy as people think.
I'll give it a 20 spot, Steve. Give it a 20.
Wow.
I think they roll in there and they pound them. I think, let me say this last.
This is good. I like
Nick
this.
Saban.
I go less than 10.
Go ahead, Steve.
I go less than 10.
Okay. We saw Nick Saban for 2 years. We saw those Alabama teams.
Mm-hmm.
And since they played well at times against those Alabama teams, but Alabama probably could have picked its final score to a degree
sure.
in those games.
Uh-huh.
And Nick showed Joe a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Nick's not showing Texas A&M that respect.
No, I don't think so either. See how it plays out. I want to see how Texas A&M's defense plays. Because when LSU plays Alabama, the games are close because the defense is so good. Texas A&M will have to play great defense. That's a week away. Corey, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Now, Mr. OTB over here, don't be running over and saying, yeah, Alabama by 20. Just trying to bail you. I'm just bailing you out from a disaster.
I wasn't going to say that. I don't pick games anymore. I'm terrible at it.
It's because Rebecca told you you were bad at it.
No, she doesn't even get involved. Why are you watching this game? I don't know.
Today's show brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I think we lost our connection to the Sunbury Motor Studio there for a bit.
So the man in the chateau is going solo.
Do you know what this means?
This means it's just you and me.
It's our show now. How long have we waited for this show?
Oh, weeks and weeks, if not months. You know, what we might want to do before the news starts is talk about those two Penn State tickets that are being given away by WKOK.
That's right. We have a pair of Penn State tickets, if you haven't already, that we're actually giving away for Saturday's game. Go to WKOK's Facebook page or the Steve Jones Show on Facebook You'll find the picture there and the description of how to win the tickets. If you share that, you'll instantly qualify to win. It's really, really easy. And you can even do it on your mobile phone.
And the important thing is you've got to share the Facebook to be eligible to for those two tickets. And when are we going to give them away? Actually, announce that winner.
Tomorrow morning, Mark Lawrence will announce it beginning at 7:30.
Oh, that's not fair. He gets to make the announcement.
Well, you know, I had to show the love there. And Bob, by the way, because you're a contributor,
yes,
you are not eligible to win.
I was,
but you're going to go to the Blum game anyway,
exactly.
So you're going to be busy.
All right. Yeah, well, maybe next time you give tickets away.
We'll see.
So Mark Lawrence gets to do it.
That's right. And Sarah Bartlett has the news in just a moment. And then we'll have Steve back, too. Or maybe you and I will just talk high school football and be done with it.
And, you know, get on Facebook if you're out there and try and get those tickets.